Connecticut is selling itself as a top destination for advanced manufacturing work, but the competition is intense. Aerospace supplies, for instance, compete with counterparts in Ohio, Alabama, and South Carolina. So, what's the differentiator? Ann Evans, District Director at the U.S. Department of Commerce in Middletown, explains.
What we're known for is our additive manufacturing, our precision manufacturing, and more importantly, how efficient we are. The efficiency is what's helping the supply chain make a name for Made in Connecticut.
But that supply chain is very decentralized, spread around thousands of small companies. How do they live up to the brand expectation? I'm at the Connecticut Center for Advanced Technologies, Advanced Manufacturing Center in East Hartford. Director Bob Turani says centralized help like this is key to maintaining the state's reputation.
Most of these small and medium-sized companies don't necessarily have the in-house resources to explore what new technologies are out there. That's what CCAT does. We look at what's on the horizon, we vet the opportunities, and then we help companies internalize those advanced technologies so that it continue to be competitive.
Efficiency and cutting-edge technology may be indispensable to Made in Connecticut, but so is technical expertise. Dymatech in Ellington brands itself as one of only about six companies in all of the U.S. with the capability to inject two or more very different materials, like plastic and silicone, into one mold. Here's the catch. The materials shouldn't mix, but they've got to get along. That's pretty complex, says CEO Norm Forrest.
It's very, very difficult because what you have going on is you're actually heating in one space and cooling in a space that's right next to it. And to be able to pull it off in the same mold space is really the eureka piece.
Dymatech's customers are bringing some of their manufacturing work back to the U.S. Forrest says engineering capability is a major factor in the move, as are fuel costs and poorly enforced intellectual property laws in Asia.
The other piece is that there's been a high level of automation and a high level of streamlining, lean concepts, so on and so forth. We're executing at a much higher level. And when you take the high level of manual labor out of any component, it really almost becomes a wash. I mean, it'll never be the same as offshore, but, you know, we can be a contender.
The company ships products to more than 30 countries and business increased by 60% last year. This year, it expects to grow by 40% with the addition of a second manufacturing facility in Summers to support the demand. 2 years ago, Dymatech had 50 employees. Today, that number is close to 130. But it's not just precision manufacturers who've made a mark outside Connecticut. Some consumer products are riding high on local demand. Here at Modern Trousseau in Woodbridge, 20 seamstresses make custom bridal gowns. Owner and designer Callie Teen says the buy local movement is impacting sales.
There are brides that do search out dresses that are only made in the U.S. They really want to try and help support the industry. I sometimes get brides who live just around the corner and they're so excited to find out that their dress is being made here in Connecticut.
Modern Trousseau sells nearly 4,000 gowns a year at an average wholesale price of around $1,800 per gown. It has stores in Connecticut, New York, Nashville, and Charleston, and also in the UK and Japan, with plans to expand further. To help get the word out to customers about Connecticut's brand, Ann Evans of the U.S. Department of Commerce is reaching out to all kinds of small and medium-sized local companies, from aerospace suppliers to makers of maple syrup. She's led trade missions to promote Made in Connecticut exports to Israel, Australia, Germany, and China.
We try to bring them to the most places, and that's what we do. We just keep hitting. You know, if you keep batting, you're going to send it out of the park a few times. And that's what we've been doing. We've been hitting it out of the park, and we're really proud of our Connecticut companies and how hard they work, because it's really about them. We can lead the way, but they've got to make the hit.
For WNPR News, I'm Sujata Srinivasan.